Pet Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Cliff Arquette, Ed Begley, Jeanette Nolan, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Four years ago, in Baltimore, Maryland, four tiny babies were born to Mr. and Mrs. Charles Henn, Jr. You must have seen their pictures in the newspapers and magazines, remember? Delicate infants they were, weighing a mere 3 pounds each. But they didn't stay delicate. Soon after they were born, the babies were started on safe, easy-to-digest pet milk. They've had no other kind of milk, and you should see them now. 4 years old and going strong. All happy, husky youngsters with the fine, straight backs, the strong, sturdy limbs and sound teeth that are typical of pet milk babies. Ask your doctor about pet milk for your baby. And remember, pet evaporated milk isn't just a baby food, it's an all-family food, an all-purpose milk. The first food for millions of babies, the first choice of millions of good cooks. Get pet milk at your grocer's tomorrow. The Wistful Vista Post Office, loaded down with Christmas mail, has signed up some extra men with cars this morning to deliver packages. And standing in line awaiting final instructions, we find a man who is alert and eager. A man who is ambitious and hardworking. And right between them, a man who is Mr. McGee of Fibber McGee and Molly.
You stay outside the railing there now, Molly. This is for employees only.
I still can't see why I can't stand in there with you. My goodness, I'm not going to bother.
It's against the regulations, postal rules. Here comes the postmaster.
All right, but my goodness.
All right, ma'am. Attention, please. Everybody set? Number 7 here?
Here.
Number 12?
Here.
Number 14? Where's the extra man for route 14?
That's you, McGee. You're number 14.
Here, sir. Number 14. Fibber McGee, extra part-time carrier of the United States Mail Special Delivery Department, reporting for duty, sir.
All right. Got your bag with you, McGee?
Here, sir.
Shh. My gosh, he don't mean you, Molly. He means my mail bag for small packages.
Oh.
Yes, sir. I'm ready, sir. My car is outside.
Good. Are you loaded?
Never touch a drop, sir.
He means, is your car loaded, McGee?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The packages are all loaded, sir.
All right. Now, you men know the regulations. Yes, remember, no fare peeking into loose packages. No parcel marked fragile shall be dropped more than twice. And no passengers are allowed in your car.
You hear that, Molly? You might as well go home. No passengers can ride with me.
I'll drive. You can be the passenger because...
And here's a new regulation about dogs. It says, and I quote, if any dog shall bite a mail carrier 3 times, we shoot the carrier. All right, ma'am. Hit the road.
Hit the road.
Come on, McGee. Come on now. This delivering packages is fun, McGee. I'm glad I came with you, even if it is against the rules, because they really have.
Here's our next stop. Gotta get them brakes fixed. 1422 Oak Street. Give me that brown package there. Thanks.
You know, I just love Christmas week, McGee. I mean, everyone feels so good. The way their faces light up when you hand them a package.
Yeah, what do you want, McGee?
Oh, hi, Jim. A package for you, boy. Sign here.
Okay.
And a very merry Christmas week to you, sir.
Yeah, what's merry about it? Taxes going higher, inflation coming, weather's lousy. Everything stinks, if you ask me.
Who was that?
Jim Kevill. He's the head of the Optimist Club. Likes to relax when he's off duty. The next stop is Ole Swenson's house because the top package is for Ole Swenson. So get in the car.
I hope you got a package for Dr. Gamble, too, because look who's coming. Dr. Gamble. Huh? Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Well, this is a nice surprise, Molly. Hello. And good day to you, Clodhead.
Hi, Satchel Searcher. What are you doing out in the middle of the day? Trying to drum up a few academics for Christmas night?
Now, McGee, you know very well Dr. Gamble never operates unless he has to.
Oh, no? Did you know, kiddo, that at this time of year, Doc's hospital patients won't even go to sleep at night till they've pasted a label on themselves first?
What kind of a label?
Do not open till Christmas.
It's a lie and you know it.
Ah, sure. It's a funny idea, though, ain't it?
Very. Mm. If you had a label on you, lump rump, it would read Parcel Post.
Parcel Post?
Yes, he's a fourth-class male.
Speaking of mail, Balloon Bottom, I think I got a package for you down underneath that stack someplace. I'll drop it off at your house when it comes up on my route.
Yeah? Hey, that must be my new stethoscope, McGee.
Huh?
I've been waiting for that for weeks. Dig it out for me, will you?
I can't, Fatso. I got them packages
all stacked. Oh, come on. I need it. Look, I'll find it myself, McGee. Which side is it on? This side?
No, I don't know. Don't open that car door because that back seat's package is tighter than... No, don't. Oh, packages are packed.
Home.
Stupid. Now help me pick him up, Molly. Quick. Throw him back.
Gamble, you big...
Oh, here it is. Here it is. My new stethoscope. Just drop it off at my house, McGee. I don't want to lug it around all day.
What?
Here's Ollie's house. Gotta get them brakes fixed. You got Ollie's package?
I did have till you made that three-point landing. Oh, yes, here's a couple of parcels for this block. The old-timer and...
Well, bring them all. Come on, Ollie first.
Say, this package is from Sweden, McGee. Must be smorgasbord.
Yeah?
It's shaped like a two-by-four. You know, smorgasbord, two-by-four?
Yeah, I guess. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Ollie.
Well, hello, Mrs. Hello, McGee. Joyous Yuletide.
Same, Ollie. I got a package for you. Got a package from Sweden. Sign here.
Oh, thanks, McGee. Uh-huh. Well, I see mittens come from Mama again. Every year, Mama sends mittens from Sweden.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of her, Ollie.
Oh, sure. Mama thanks you, all right, but her needle is stuck.
Huh?
10 years ago on her birthday, I telephoned her. I say, school, Mama. And so she sends mittens. 63 pair we got now.
Well, that's very interesting, Ollie, but I'm pretty busy today, boy. Post office. Christmas rush, you know.
Oh, I know what you mean, McGee. I worked in the Stockholm post office on Christmas myself. I tell you, we were snowed under.
With mail?
No, with snow. When it snows in Sweden, it just snows snow.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to carry the mail, though.
That's all.
I remember one time we had a big snowstorm and I wear tennis racket things on my feet.
Snowshoes?
No, you snowed snow, McGee. Oh. Then it snows in Sweden, it just snows snow. So me and my brothers, we work all day, sometimes cleaning off the sidewalk with them big scoops, those big...
Snow shovels?
No, it just snows snow. Then it snows in Sweden...
Well, you told us, Ollie. It snows snow. See, is your wife home? I'd like to say hello to her if she is.
Snow, she went shopping today, Mrs. Took all the kids out of the house. Listen.
I don't hear a sound, Ollie.
That's what I mean. Peace, ain't it wonderful? I didn't invite you in, Mrs., but I'm having too much fun. Merry Christmas, both you fellas.
Well, so long. Well, we got no time to visit anyway. Well, come on, Molly. Whose is that package?
The old-timer. Right over here.
Oh.
It's from a Mr. Two-Gun Tadley.
Two-Gun Tadley. Oh, hi, old-timer.
Well, hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Old-timer.
Merry Christmas 6 days early to you, kids. Come in.
Oh, we can't, old-timer. We just brought you a package.
I seen you coming up the walk with it, Johnny. Yeah. I says to myself, a Christmas present for me, I says. Oh, you shouldn't have done it, kids.
Well, we didn't done it.
Well, don't stand outside. Come on in and set a spell.
We can't, you see. We're delivering.
Well, I have to excuse the looks of my room, daughter. Clothesline and all.
Oh.
I was just wrenching out a few dainties.
I see you are. That's quite a washing you got hung up here, boy. 4 shirts, 3 socks, 6 pipe cleaners, a sweater, 2 pairs of red. My gosh, you still wear them things, old-timer.
All the time, Johnny, except when I'm asleep.
That's so.
Some fellas sleep in them, but... Well, here, let me part them so you can get into the room, kids. Just walk in between them. There.
My goodness, I didn't know anybody wore red suspenders anymore, except firemen. This is a nice place you have here, I think.
Well, glad you like it, daughter. Sit down.
Where?
Well, sit here on the windowsill. Let me move them mineral oil bottles over. Oh, you kids bringing me a Christmas present 6 days early, so I'd have plenty of time to buy you one. It kind of chokes me up.
But look, I got news for you, old-timer. The present is not from us. Look, it says on the package, it's from a Mr. Two-Gun Tadley in Tucson. You know him?
Two-Gun Tadley? Do I know him? Oh, good old Uncle Toogie. Now, give me it, Johnny. I've been waiting for that package since Thanksgiving.
Watch it now. It's a little heavy.
Oh, well, give it here, Johnny. Right there. Uncle Toogie makes this out of cactus juice. And, whoa.
Oh. Will you look at that. Oh, dear.
My gosh, I told you not to.
Oh. Well, kids, all I can say is Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Christmas isn't here yet.
Kids, for me, Christmas has come and went.
Billy Mills, the orchestra, and Sleigh Ride.
I'm getting wore out. This job ain't quite the snap I thought it was. How many packages have we got rid of so far?
Well, as near as I can figure, dearie, we've rung 37 doorbells so far and delivered 4 packages.
On average.
You know, we should have brought an extra car just to put packages back in.
Yeah.
Ours is getting overloaded, dearie.
Doggone it, what's the matter with these people?
I don't know, but look, here's a big box for Mr. Wilcox. Maybe he'll take it.
Well, he'd better take it. Hey, boy, that's heavy. You sure you can manage it? I'll ring the bell for you.
No bother. I can ring it with my elbow.
Let's hit the back door and save time. Harlow will be out in the kitchen baking Christmas cookies with a pet milk recipe.
How do you know that?
A postal employee, Tootsie, is expected to know everything.
Come in! Marvin Kitchen baking Christmas cookies from a pet milk recipe.
See what I mean?
Amazing. Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Well, hi, Molly. Hi, pal. Come here.
A package for you, Junior. Sign right here. Set it down, Molly.
Well, glad you stopped by, kids. Here, let me get the flour off my hands. Just baking a batch of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
They're from a Mary Lee Taylor recipe. And boy, it's so simple, even a man can bake them.
Sign right here, Junior. This is where you sign.
Oh, holiday cookies. They're wonderful. But aren't you going to need a little more flour on that board, Mr. Wilcox? They'll stick if you don't.
Oh, not the way I make them, they won't stick. You see, when I stir in this good, double-rich pet evaporated milk, the milk that all good cooks use to make their favorite family dishes especially delicious.
Sign the thing.
Why, then I put some more flour on the board and they don't stick.
Sign for the package, Junior. Here's the receipt.
Say, you know what I do, Mr. Wilcox? I always mix the shortening and the sugar first.
Oh, those are just details, Molly. It's when you stir in this good, wholesome, rich-flavored pet milk that you really start getting someplace.
Sign the thing.
Pet milk on the pantry shelf is the sign of a wise cook.
Speaking of signs, Junior, do it. Here, will you sign the thing?
Now, just a minute, dearie.
Well, I want...
Do you have cookies in the oven, Mr. Wilcox? Because it's pretty high and
Yipe! I got talking about pet and forgot them. Wow! Hot!
Watch it. Those pans will burn you.
Yeah, and speaking of pans, Junior, take this pansel and sign this receipt.
Yes, sir, like I always say, pet milk not only makes rich, creamy pies and delicious candy and cookies... But it packs all your family dishes full of nourishing milk substances. And that's why pet milk is just about
the
best.
Hey, it is. Hey, Milky.
Yes, pal.
You want this package or not?
Who's it for?
You.
Me?
Yes.
G.
Sign.
Where?
Line.
There?
Right.
Right. And look, kids, just remember one thing.
Yes?
If you use pet milk in all your holiday cooking, you'll be so happy you'll...
Happy Yule to you too, Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, this is Jim's house. You got the package for
Luke? Yes. It's addressed to his wife, and I hope she's home because I've never met her.
Well, me either. Just lucky, I guess, but this time I hope I do get...
Oh, hello there, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, folks.
Got a package here, Wimp. It's addressed to Mrs. Wallace Wimple. She'll have to sign for it.
Mrs. Wallace? Ooh, that's Sweetie Face, my big old wife.
Is she home, Wimp?
No, she's downtown shopping, Mr. McGee, for a new punching bag.
Oh, a punching bag. Is that a Christmas gift for you, Mr. Wimple?
Well, in a sense it is, yes. She'll start using it now instead. She says I'm getting so bony she keeps cutting her knuckles on me.
Pretty sharp character, are you, Wimp?
I have my points. Oh, dear, I was working on a Christmas poem today.
Oh, a Christmas poem. Read it to us, Mr. Wimple.
Well, all righty. It's called It's Pop.
It's Pop?
Yes. It goes... It's Pop who trims the Christmas tree while Mom spends all day shopping. He trims it gay and trims it bright while colored bulbs keep popping. But Christmas time, I think, was meant for children and for women, 'cause when the Christmas bills come in, it's Pop who gets the trimming. Bye, folks.
Merry Christmas.
Getting nowhere fast, dearie.
You said it.
Who's next?
The Trivia's house, right across the street here. Give me that big package on top. Oh, I got it.
Watch the curb.
Yeah.
That's it. Up the steps. Good.
Okay, ring the bell, will you? This is kind of heavy.
Wait. There's a little card stuck in the bell button. It says, bell out of order. Please use knocker. Signed, Mayor La Trivia.
Oh.
Hello there, Mr. Mayor.
Well, hello, Molly, McGee.
Hi, Latriv. What's the matter with the doorbell, boy? I could probably fix it with a bobby pin.
No, McGee, no, thank you, just the same. Nothing, really.
Glad to fix it?
No, it just won't stop ringing once it starts, so we don't use it. Oh. Come in, both of you.
Well, thanks, Latriv, but I can't. I got a package for you, special delivery. Sign right here.
Who is the package from, McGee?
Well, I don't know, but it's to you, so just sign.
Well, I've learned to be a little cautious about accepting packages that come anonymously.
Oh, well, this one came parcel post, Mr. Mayor.
This... this package is not for me. This is addressed to F.R. Agile.
That's fragile.
I knew you'd know it, but I didn't think McGee would.
Oh, Patui. Guess I know a fragile sign when I see it. Yeah. Go ahead and sign the receipt, Latriv. I'll take a look at your doorbell button here.
No, don't fool with that.
Sometimes if you just wrap them with your fist, they loosen up. Just give it a few...
Oh, dear.
Sticks, don't it?
Oh, great Scott. Now I'll have to crawl under the house again and tear the wires loose. Merry Christmas, Molly, and excuse me.
Okay, hey, you forgot the package.
In the car, dearie. You know, this whole thing is getting awful silly.
You said it.
Who's next?
Kid across the street, Teeny. Come on. This package is from some doll company. Maybe if we twist her arm, she'll sign.
Ring the bell, dearie. I hope this one is right.
Don't worry. I'm bigger than Teeny is, and she'll take this package if I have to beat her over the head with.
Hi, mister. Hi, Miss McGee.
Package for you, sis.
Hello, Teeny.
Sign right here, and we'll be on the way.
Oh, boy. Gee, come in, mister. We've been waiting for you all day.
Well, I got no time to come in, Teeny. I'm busy and I'm beat.
Oh, gee, mister. Did you forget what day this is?
What do you mean?
This is the day me and Kenny and Buddy and Ratty and Johnny always sing the night before Christmas for you.
Oh, well, now, don't start crying, sis. With a little push, I'll cry myself. I'm bushed, wore out, pooped, disgusted, and no mood for music. How I ever got into this mailman racket, I'll never understand.
And neither does the post office, McGee, but it won't happen again.
Huh?
Why, it's the postmaster, McGee.
I've been watching you all day, McGee, breaking regulations.
Huh?
This woman has been going around with you, hasn't she?
Certainly I have. I've been going around with him since 1918. And if my folks couldn't stop me then, no stranger's going to stop me.
Hush, Mom. Hush. Shh. What are you going to do, master?
The only thing I can do, McGee, you're discharged. As of now, I'll take your packages.
You know something, Bud?
What?
That's the nicest thing that's been said to me all day.
Yes, and a very Merry Christmas to you too, sir.
Help yourself to the packages, Bud. Oh, boy, do I feel wonderful. Teeny, boys, go ahead and sing.
Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Children were nestled all warm in their wee little beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their wee little heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down.
My bed to see what was the matter. Away through the window I flew like a vice, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash.
Then, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer with a lid.
driver so lively and quick that I knew right away that it must be St. Nick. All bundled in fur from his head to his foot, old Santa was covered with ashes and soot. I drew in my head and was turning around when down the chimney he came with a bow.
His dimples how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe he held tight in his teeth.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.